We welcome you today to another edition of The More Abundant Life, a radio broadcast which features inspiring messages by Pastor Wintley Phipps. My name is Adrian Weston Jr. I'm your host for today's program, and today we will present program number 167 in our series, and the title will be The Perseverance of Daniel Part 2. This is the continuation of a message which Pastor Phipps presented to the Seabrook Church on the endurance and perseverance of Daniel. If you heard part one of this message, you're going to want to stay tuned to hear the conclusion of this message. Unfortunately, we aren't able to air a complete message in one of our broadcasts due to time restraints here on radio, so we've chosen to split this particular message in two. Today, I invite you to stay with us as we present to you again The Perseverance of Daniel Part 2 here on The More Abundant Life. Our message will continue after we hear some special music from Wintley Phipps, a song entitled He is Able.
Like peering through a window blurred with rain, emotions run together in a flood of doubt and pain. We pray as best we can. Now we must leave it in His hands. Yet I know when my eyes fail to see, He is able. Even though it seems impossible to me, He is able. But if He chooses not to move in the way we pray He would, confident He's working all together for my good, I will stand.
Behind His word, for He Prayer was Daniel's key to endurance. He had a lot of reasons to be faithful. You see, hallelujah, when you pray, God brings back to your mind all the times he's been faithful to you. When you talk to him, he talks to you. And he reminds you of his faithfulness. Daniel had memories of how when God had been faithful, when they told the cupbearer that they were vegetarians and they weren't going to eat any of the king's unclean food. You know, it's hard to bring a Christian down when you can't get him on his appetite. I said it's hard to bring a Christian down when you can't get him on his appetite. As a matter of fact, let me tell you the truth. When the devil is coming after you, the first place he goes is for your appetite. That's what he did to Eve in the Garden of Eden. And I'm not talking about the appetite of just what you put in your mouth. Your body has appetites. When the king's eunuchs placed the food that was prepared to make them wise and strong on the table, Daniel knew he had a problem. He said, boy, these Babylonians don't know nothing about health reform. All they know is that the cow is big and strong, so if you want to be big and strong, eat the cow. Nobody ever said in Babylon to be big and strong, why eat the cow when you can eat what the cow eats? If the cow got big and strong on what God put on the earth, so can you. Daniel made it respectfully clear that he didn't want any of the king's meat. If you don't eat this food, says Meltzer, the officer in charge, I'm going to get in trouble. Daniel said, prove us. Three Hebrew worthies. Prove us. Give us pulse, lentil beans, and parched peas, and some water. At the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier, were stronger than any of the others who on the king's diet. Be clear on this point, brothers and sisters. Some of the credit for Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, their health and the good looks and their countenance, some of it goes to health reform, to temperance. But most of it goes to the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Who can take a little bit of food and make it go a long way. Amen. See, we don't believe that. That's why we eat like we do. We don't believe God could take a little bit and make it go a long way. We say, yeah, Lord, but here, take a lot. Work with that. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord. Remember my first verses. Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. And you know, we don't go on. But if you go on, verse 7. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, marrow to your bones. Fear God. It'll do more for your body than gluten ever will. Are you listening to me this morning? Stay away from evil and evil people. It'll keep your stress level down. It'll be as marrow for your bones. Obey the Lord. It'll be health. Somebody say amen this morning. When Nebuchadnezzar had his dream, Daniel called a prayer meeting, told the king the dream, the meaning. Daniel had a lot of reasons to be faithful. Daniel had reasons to endure to the end. Are you with me today? When Nebuchadnezzar, you remember when the king dreamed that dream? It really wasn't to the king a dream. It was more like a nightmare. Someone said, isn't it something that all the riches in the world can't help you sleep better at night? If you had a good night's sleep last night, if you slept the sweet sleep of the righteous, you ought to thank God. Amen. Some people had to take Sominex last night and Nightall last night and still stayed up half the night troubled. The king dreamed a dream, but the details of the dream had gone from his mind. You know how frustrating it can be. I'm talking about why Daniel endured, because he could look back and see how God had been awesome in his life. You know how frustrating it can be when you dream a dream and wake up and try to remember the dream and can't? Ever done that? Come on, you've done it. Sometimes you'll dream a dream and you'll be scared to wake up because you want it to be just a dream. You don't want to wake up and find out that what you're dreaming about is real. Well, that happened to me once. I was a young man, just married. Have mercy, Lord. I'm going to have to tell this just right. I was a young man, just married, and I was having a nightmare. In my dream, I saw that I had made a mistake and married somebody who was not my wife. And she didn't look anything like my wife. She wasn't pretty like my wife. And I was saying, Lord, I know I'm going to have to wake up here in a minute. But Lord, when I wake up, please, Jesus. And it was sometime way in the wee hours in the morning, I kind of cracked one eye real slow, and I opened up and I saw my wife, and I grabbed her, and she didn't know what was going on. I was shaking her. Sometimes you'll dream a dream, and you'll be scared to wake up. Nebuchadnezzar dreamed this dream, and he couldn't remember the details of the dream. He knew that he would have to get somebody who could tell him the details of the dream. And you remember the story. Daniel had another prayer meeting. Amen. God gave him the dream and the interpretation of the dream. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, there's a God in heaven who will help you to endure till the end. And today, I want to tell you, when Nebuchadnezzar got up off his throne that day, King said to Daniel, it's true. Your God is a God of gods. I want to tell you something today. It's a fact of life that a good beginning in any endeavor, God says, take your time, is profoundly important. Preschool, it's important. Prenatal care, it's important. As a matter of fact, it's crucial to success. Political primaries, how you start off. A good early showing can sometimes make or break a political career. There's no doubt that in life it helps to have a good beginning. Many, many today whose marriages fall apart, they fell apart because they did not have the right rearing and training. Somebody said the best way you can help your children is to love their mother. Let them see what it is to love and take care of a wife and a husband. In life, so many do not have good beginnings. Many of you did not have a good beginning in your life. Long histories of abuse and neglect. Too often, the legacy that has been left to you has been a sordid one. Too often, it has been the innocent in our world who have suffered because parents didn't take the time to give their children good beginnings. Listen, when you stop your child from running all over the church, when you hold your child and look at me or lick her in the face and say, under God, you will not do this. That's a good beginning. Amen. But as beautiful as one's beginnings might be, nothing will really matter if you don't learn the virtue of perseverance. A good beginning without a good end is a disappointment. Sometimes it's a waste of time. You almost shouldn't have started in the first place. It takes staying power. It takes endurance to see a good thing through to a worthy conclusion. My definition of a legend is one who demonstrates consistent, uncommon excellence while persevering. It's not the one-hit person who becomes a legend. It's when you get a string of hits. T. Arnold Bennett once said, about writing, about writers of novels. Anybody can write a good first chapter, but it's after the writing of that chapter that the difficulties usually begin. A good writer, he said, knows that it takes more than a good first chapter to make a book. I had a friend who told me one time, you know, American cars are, they are often built on the principle of planned obsolescence. In other words, are you with me today? All of them run nice when they're new. But put 50,000 miles on them, and you hear rattles and shakes in places. Somebody say amen. We as human beings possess this fatal flaw. We seem to put more, are you listening to me this morning? We seem to put more effort into our beginnings than we do in our endings. We do not often persevere like we should. For some reason, we seem to be so obsessed with good beginnings, we never seem to prepare for the end of things. You know, the end of careers. We don't go out gracefully. That's one thing you got to hand it to Michael Jordan. Went out in a blaze of glory. One last hoop. Talking about the race is not to the swift, but to those who endure. There's nothing more sad than an aging pot-bellied boxer who still thinks he's got it. The Bible says it is he that endureth to the end. Staying power. There's a kind of integrity that goes with it. Whatever else life may bring, one thing is indispensable, that a man should not break faith with himself. Staying power is associated with holding on and fighting to them. Whatever perfect staying power you find, if you want to find an example of perfect staying power, you'll find it in Jesus himself. Amen. Jesus endured to the end. He set his face, the Bible says, to Jerusalem, and he marched up to Calvary's cross for you and for me. He that endureth to the end, the will to persevere, listen carefully, is often the difference between failure and success. Now, what am I saying to you today? I'm saying to you today, you are about to go through a time when you're going to see people who have been in the faith for 20, 30, 40 years give it up. You are about to see with your own eyes. And I gotta tell you, it always amazes me to see people who come to church and are so full of happiness in Jesus, 2-3 years, and they're out. Folks who direct choirs, folks who get up and sing, and he that endureth to the end. Folks who get hooked on coffee and caffeine and tobacco and alcohol. You know what the servant of the Lord says? To kick it, you need perseverance. You're not going to be saved from it unless you persevere. Daniel, a slave for 60 years, persevered. As a matter of fact, servant of God says, listen, you know what she says? She says that when you are trying to kick a habit, like alcohol, and you don't persevere, you don't give your body time to recover from what you have done to it. You see, you don't give your body time to get strong. And that's why you gotta persevere. If you persevere, the Lord said, I'm talking to somebody here today. If you persevere, you give your body time to get strong again. Said the angel, there's going to come a time when you're going to look and see people standing on the sea of glass, and you will know those are the people who endured to the end, who persevered to the end. Now, I've got to ask you, what kind of Christian are you? Are you the kind of Christian that'll make somebody frowning in your face cause you to give up the church? Or are you the kind of person that can persevere? Help me, Jesus. Are you the kind of person that can be faithful to the end? And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. What am I saying to you? God is saying to you that no matter how strong a Christian you have tried to be, you're only going to make it if you persevere. There's coming a time when you'll see folks all around you, just for some slight, some criticism, say, I'm going to give up on God. I'm going to give up on the church. Oh, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Will you bow your heads with me? Father, we look at Daniel this morning. Taken as a teenager into slavery. And we watched him hold fast for more than 60 years. Watching kings come and go. And we see that even though Daniel was hated for your name's sake, he endured to the end. Lord, shine your bright light in the mind of that person you're trying to convict this morning. Help them to see that to be saved, they're going to have to dare to be like Daniel. And they're going to need the power of perseverance. They're going to need to endure. And that word endure, Lord, tells us that there will be trials. There will be difficulties. There will be pain. There will be discouragement. But he that endures to the end will be saved. Jesus, it has been a long road for some of us. Some of us have been waiting for you to come for a long time. Talk to a man this week, and I asked him, why so many older people in the church seem to be getting discouraged? He said to me, they've been holding on, waiting for the Lord to come. And it seems like his coming has been delayed. Oh, but this word from your scripture today reminds us and should remind them that the race is not to the swift, but he that endureth to the end, please, Jesus, shall be saved. Lord, some of us confess that we have not displayed staying power. We confess that we have been driven in and out and in and out. We confess that when we get discouraged, we hold back our singing, our presence, our faithfulness. But God, you're speaking to us today, reminding us that if Daniel could endure for 60 years in slavery, if he could hold on till the end, so can we.
Well, that ends our message for today, and that brings us close to the end of our program for today. I want to thank Pastor Phipps for that message. I do hope that you enjoyed it and that it's been a blessing to you. If you'd like to obtain a copy of this message today by cassette tape, you may do so by calling the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. That's 301-577-6342. Today you will want to ask for program number 167. That's program number 167, and that will give you the title, The Perseverance of Daniel, and that will be part two as we presented it today. If you'd like to visit the Seabrook Church in person, you may do so. The address is 8900 Good Luck Road, and that's in Lanham, Maryland. For directions, you may call the Seabrook Church office at 301-577-6342. Worship services are held each Saturday morning at 8:15 a.m. and 11 a.m. I do hope that you have enjoyed the program today and that you will join us again for another program here on The More Abundant Life. My name is Adrian Westney. As always, I'd like to wish you God's richest blessings. Until next time, though, please remember the words written in John 10, verse 10, where Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that that life might be the more abundant life." In your heart, fill the world with love. Give what's in your heart, fill the world with love. Give what's in your heart.